Well, we've got plenty of rain to the east, but we need rain out to the west in Kansas. Let's find out more about that this morning with KNSS meteorologist, KSN Storm Tracker 3 meteorologist, Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How you guys doing?
Good. Great. Good. Waiting for the rain.
Yeah, that rainfall, you know, of course, showing up on Storm Tracker radar. Not a whole lot here. We did have a few random raindrops late last night, mainly when I was on my way into work. I'm sure a lot of people listening right now were likely sleeping heavily at that, since it was a pretty quiet night. But we'll just continue to wait for those rain, thunderstorm chances, and they'll also need to be monitored over the coming days. So, yeah, we need the moisture. We have some on the way. But in addition to that moisture, we'll also have the chance of seeing some thunderstorms. You know, we're about to go from April to May, and when it comes to storm chances, we know what happens this time of year. Severe weather. So we'll be under a severe risk for mainly later on tonight. There's a small chance of seeing a stronger storm early this morning, possibly all the way into the early part of the afternoon, but it looks like the majority of that activity likely going to continue to mainly stay off to our east through the first part of the day, and then we'll have to wait until later on this evening, especially tonight, well after dark, where a few storms will roll through. A couple of those could be strong to severe, though, with hail and wind being the two main threats that we'll have to watch out for. So that's once again going to happen while a lot of us are likely going to be sleeping. With that being said, make sure that your phones and weather radios are on just in case you are under a weather alert or a weather warning or anything like that. Just a quick reminder, Eureka, last week, about a week ago, there was a couple of tornadoes that were reported anywhere between around 4 and 7 o'clock in the morning last week. So just a reminder that we need to, you know, take these threats seriously. Later on tonight, though, once we have those storms roll through, only dropping down to 62, winds are still going to be gusty at times out of the south. And then by tomorrow, storm chance is not looking as good. Any leftovers likely going to head out before we get to daybreak. Late in the day, late afternoon, early evening hours, anywhere between around, let's say, 3 p.m. and 8 p.m., there's a small chance of seeing a couple of thunderstorms, mainly off to our east again, but worth keeping an eye on that chance, as one or two of those could be strong to severe late day tomorrow. Now, Saturday, that's going to be the day that we'll really have to watch out for. A few tornadoes, very large hail, very strong wind gusts, all on the table as possibilities. So this is going to be Saturday afternoon and evening. Please make sure that you're ready for that day. We still have a couple of days to prepare. After that, not as damp, not as stormy Sunday, as our stormy stretch starts to wrap up. Should be completely dry by the time we get into our Monday, going from lower 80s Saturday down into the 70s between Sunday and Monday, staying in the 70s after that, and the break between stormy systems going to be brief, so we'll be dry Monday, Tuesday, but then back to storm chances Wednesday. Right now, we're at 62 degrees skies, overcast clouds just blanketing the sky with a light southeast breeze at 9 miles an hour.
All right, thank you, Ronnell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. 7:14 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. This is Thursday, April 25th, and we had a mostly sunny day across south central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature, 74 degrees, normal high 70. So not too far off normal. On this date in 2011, the worst tornado outbreak in United States history began. Over a four-day period from April 25th to the 28th, 327 confirmed tornadoes occurred. They unleashed an expansive swath of appalling death and destruction over 21 states, extending from Texas to New York and even southern Ontario, Canada. In all, 324 people were killed, of which 238 were in Alabama. Alabama took the brunt of it. But, wow, that was in 2011. And on this date in 1990, the Hubble Space Telescope was deployed in orbit from the Space Shuttle Discovery. It was later discovered that the telescope's primary mirror was flawed. Requiring an installation of corrective components to achieve optimal focus.
The images were coming back blurry.
They had to go fix it.
There you go. And then when fixing mirrors that big, it's one of those deals where it's like a tenth of a millimeter makes a difference about whether or not something is working right or not. It's just amazing that they got that thing fixed. Yeah.
Today, we got a big birthday today. Al Pacino is 84. He's won one Academy Award, two Tonys, and two Primetime Emmy Awards, achieving the triple crown of acting. I didn't know he was a stage actor. So he's got two Tonys, right? Oscar for Scent of a Woman.
Yeah.
nominated nine
times. Whoa. Didn't realize that.
Nine times, one win. A lot of these our actors have had many nominations, but few victories there.
Lucky if they get that win.
In the old Oscar parade there. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And,
sometimes that's why they get the Oscar. It seems like when people pile up nominations, they don't win. Finally, it seems like, well, we better get this person an Oscar.
This time we better, better do something. All right, Stephen 10, 716. And I got in my 2002 Tribute yesterday, the Mazda Tribute. It's been a great little car. It's a small SUV.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 22, what's today?
Yeah, it's...
It's 22 years old.
It's an old war horse.
Yeah. And I actually put a new engine in it several years ago when I ran through high water and flooded it. And it's pretty much, it's all hail damage, the paint's off of it and everything. It's a bit of a darn nice little car.
It gets you to and from where you need to go.
Been very reliable. Yesterday it started acting funny.
Oh, no. I hate that.
So I got it down to Joe DeBravit at Carl's. And sure enough, we have some problem with a valve leaking.
Of course, yeah. Anytime there's a
leaking oil into a cylinder.
Yeah, something's going on.
Joe explained it to me. What it means is it's pretty heavy damage.
Yeah.
So I'm going to fix it. I got to have a car. I mean,
yeah, you got to.
Got to have that company, that work car. And I'm going to keep it going here for a while longer. It's just a good little car. And Joe's taking care of me down at Carl's. He does.